This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk a little Cowboys-Eagles. One of the better games to be played tomorrow because first place in the NFC East is on the line. Cowboys are in first place now, tied with Washington, got the tiebreaker edge on them. They can further that lead with a win over the Cowboys, over the Eagles. John Machota, who covers the Cowboys for Dallas Morning News, good enough to hop aboard with us here, talk some Cowboys and Eagles. John, we just had a call within the last 25 minutes or whatever, getting upset with Gugay Hill, the linebacker from Philadelphia this week, who decided to say the Cowboys always choke, so we'll just go down there and make them choke again. Understood, Cowboy fans don't like it. How perturbed, bothered, or not affected at all were the Cowboys when they got wind of Gugay Hill's comments?
Some more than others. Some were perturbed. I wouldn't say anybody just didn't care about it. I think it struck a chord with pretty much everybody on the team. It just different guys choose to handle it in different ways, and some guys will say that they didn't hear about it when you know that they did. A few guys were pretty fired up about it, but with that being said, I mean, they'll get you fired up early in the game, but I don't think that has, if the Cowboys win this game, I don't think that it's going to be because of something that he said. But I thought it was interesting when Dak Prescott in particular was first asked about it, and his first response was, who? And you knew he knew exactly what was going to be asked of him, and he was just trying to kind of play it down. But no, they're very aware of it down here in Dallas. All the players were.
Has and or will he tomorrow? Jason Garrett made mention of it.
You know, Jason Garrett has played it off as if he didn't even know that he had heard that. So I find it hard to believe he doesn't mention it. You know, talking to Doug Peterson on the conference call this week, he said he generally doesn't talk to his team about bulletin board material because nowadays, with the way social media is, he just knows the guys are going to hear about it. But I still find it hard to believe that they don't at least mention it, whether it be in some kind of sarcastic way or just maybe in some maybe they just hint to it without making it a major focus. But I find it hard to believe that the Cowboys always choking or something along those lines won't be mentioned to this team.
These two teams played just a couple of weeks ago, and Dallas went into Philadelphia. Low-scoring game till the fourth quarter, and then put two touchdowns up late to pull away and win 27-20. What did the Cowboys do well in that fourth quarter that they think they can continue to roll with in this game on Sunday?
You know, that's a great question. I asked Scott Linehan the same thing, and he actually pointed to the drives that they had that they scored on right before halftime, because as you mentioned, it was a low-scoring game. And so he said that kind of got him clicking and kind of gave him a little bit of confidence where, you know, really, frankly, before that game, there really wasn't much clicking on offense there. Obviously, the addition of Amari Cooper has kick-started a lot of that. But it really just came down to Ezekiel Elliott. If you can't stop Ezekiel Elliott, it's just hard to beat the Dallas Cowboys. And the Eagles' run defense just didn't have an answer for me at over 150 yards. And if you allow that to happen again, it's just going to it'll be another Cowboys win. That's when they're at their best, when Zeke's running it well and that defense is playing the way it is. They just complement each other so well. So that's going to be the key for both teams. Everybody knows Cowboys want to run it. And every team that plays him knows that that's the number one thing that you have to stop if you want to beat them.
And he did, I don't want to say beat them single-handedly, but was the biggest driving force for the Cowboys in that game. But speaking of not being able to stop them, the Eagles did have one player who was pretty damn unstoppable against the Cowboys a couple weeks ago, and that was Zach Ertz, who had a touchdown grab and 145 yards at the tight end position. What are the Cowboys planning on doing differently to at least, now they won the game, so they can say, hey, we gave up a $145 to them, we still won. But I'm sure they would prefer not to have Mr. Ertz go for another 145-yard game.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think they're going to do anything really that much out of the ordinary, though, just because that just hasn't been the way that they've played on defense. They've kind of done with what they're going to do all season long, and they haven't really done a lot of adjustments. Now, they did play Jordan Lewis a little bit more in that game, and they lined him up on Alvin Kamara when they played the Saints last week, and to kind of throw him off his game in the passing game, which is something that we hadn't seen all season. But really, every week it seems like that they play a team with a big-time receiver, a big-time tight end. You know, everybody wonders, hey, are you going to put Byron Jones, who's their top corner, are you going to move him around with that guy? And that just hasn't been the case. And then the other reason why I don't think that they're going to change anything that they really did is just because Darren Sproles is back now, and he played pretty well in the last game. And then Golden Tate, a guy who just torched the Cowboys earlier in the year with the Lions, when they played in that first Philly game, that was his first game with the Eagles since being traded. And how much can you really expect of a guy with a week of time to practice with his quarterback? So I just think that it would be a mistake if they just focus on Ertz. So they have a lot of guys they have to be concerned about in that passing game that they didn't have to be last time.
One advantage I will give the Cowboys over the Eagles is the ability to get to the pass rusher, to get to the quarterback, the pass rushing aspect of it. Eagles haven't been near as good pressuring the quarterback this year as they were last year when they ended up winning a Super Bowl. Some injuries, some guys not playing as well, but they just haven't been as good at it. The Cowboys are better, and usually they get there with just the four. You think any different this week? Will the Cowboys try and be uber aggressive to get Wentz out of the pocket and or get him to the ground, or are they going to come with the same scheme that they did up in Philly?
You know, we've seen a little bit more blitzing this year since Chris Richard's come over from Seattle. We've seen a little bit more with Jalen Smith, Damian Wilson, some of their linebackers. But I don't think that, and there hasn't been a ton, because as you mentioned, that's a Rod Marinelli staple, just getting your pressure with your front four. I don't think it's going to change. And one of the reasons why is because against pocket passers, I know Carson Wentz has more mobility than most pocket passers, but all the pocket passers have been the teams that the Cowboys have beaten. The teams that they've had problems with are Marcus Mariota, when Alex Smith was healthy. They lost to Cam Newton, they lost to Russell Wilson, and they lost to Deshaun Watson. So it's the pocket passers, the Matt Staffords, the Drew Breeses, the Carson Wentzes that they've had their success with, and I think a lot of that starts with that pass rush that they're able to get up front, particularly with DeMarcus Lawrence. So I don't think there's going to be a ton of blitzes. Some in key situations, maybe, but the majority of that pressure is going to come on Sunday from that front four.
It'll be interesting to see if the Eagles go with designated rollouts just for that very reason that you stated, because Wentz can make plays on the run and out of the pocket. So the Eagles may be well advised to not wait till the pass rush pushes them there, just designate him to get there ahead of time. You mentioned Jalen Smith, who's had a phenomenal year this year for the Cowboys. Real smart draft pick by them, took a chance on him coming back from injury, and is playing to the level that he was before he got hurt in college. But Van Der Esch is having a phenomenal year as well. Which of the two young Cowboy linebackers is actually the bigger key in the Cowboy defense this year?
That's a really good one, too. I'm going to say Jalen Smith, just because there's more situations where he's out there when they go to the dime package, and he's kind of the lone linebacker that's out there. They deal a little bit with Van Der Esch, but especially with Sean Lee being injured, dealing with that hamstring all year, it's been Jalen Smith. And then also the fact that just Jalen is more comfortable. He knows this system more from being in it longer. So I'll give him a little bit of an edge. But now everybody down here is stunned with what Leighton Van Der Esch has been able to do, as fast as he's been able to do it. Jerry Jones said the other day that he's even amazed at it, because that he was their guy all along in the draft. You know, sitting there at 19, I was big on Derwin James, and as he was falling in the draft, I was like, they need to make a move to go up there and get him. Safety certainly isn't a strength on this team. I thought that was going to be the guy they went after, and we had heard rumblings that they loved Leighton Van Der Esch, and as the draft unfolded, it certainly that showed you that I really feel even if Derwin James would have fell there, they still were going to take Leighton over him. They fell in love with him in the draft process, and as much as they loved him, though, I think everybody's still a little bit surprised at just how easily and effortlessly he's kind of put himself in the lineup and made huge plays. It's usually a disaster when Sean Lee's hurt down here in Dallas, and they've been 6-1 without him, so a lot of people are stunned about that.
Yeah, that's unheard of. The last couple of years, Sean Lee out equals Cowboys loss, and it's anything but this year. Kudos to those other two linebackers who have certainly picked up the slack. The addition of Cooper in season, some people second-guessed it. I thought it was a worthwhile deal because they so desperately needed an outside threat. Even though they were outside the playoffs looking in, I like the fact that they kind of pushed their chips into the middle of the table, and he's performed real well and got its relationship with Prescott up and running pretty darn quickly. How is he received in the locker room? Is he already a Cowboy? Does he already get the accord of a guy who's a major key contributor if they're going to make the playoffs? We know we see on the field. How's he fit into the room?
No, he's been great. It's been seamless. And that's one of the biggest reasons why I think this whole thing's been working out, is because I think the best thing and the thing that they wanted for Dak Prescott is they want their lead receiver to be a guy that there isn't going to be like a lot of these star receivers where they want the ball all the time. And that's certainly Amari. He really carries himself. I'm originally from Detroit, and he reminds me a lot of the way Barry Sanders carried himself and the way Calvin Johnson carried himself, where not a lot of celebration, just kind of keeps to himself. And if he gets 10 balls thrown his way, great. But if he only gets 3 because you're looking at somebody else and you're trying to take advantage of another matchup, he's fine with that too. Just very soft-spoken. Like I said, just keeps to himself. And it just seems like it fits in exactly with what they needed. And not only to free things up for Ezekiel Elliott, but also give Dak Prescott a guy that, you know, it's no secret. Amari's a great route runner, and he gets great separation. And Dak isn't the greatest at throwing a guy open. He needs to see the guy open, and Amari does that. So I don't know that it could have went any smoother than it has up until this point.
All right, last thing. If I give you a hypothetical, you got to give me a call here. Cowboys get the ball back, minute and change to play, down 2, and get it to the Eagles' 31-yard line. 49-yard field goal, Brett Maher to lift them to a victory. Are you going to make it?
I think he does. I really do. And I actually, in my prediction for the game, that's what I had it coming down to. I had the Cowboys win in 2019, and it coming down to something similar. I was thinking he got a little bit closer. I think that I was going to predict they'd be down 19-17. He got a little bit closer than that. But inside, he's been pretty good at AT&T Stadium. I think he makes it.
Okay, because that's what I think it's going to come down to, a late Maher field goal. If he makes it, they win. If they don't, Eagles can win. I think it's going to be that close. You and I are on the same page. Appreciate the insight, John. Thanks for hopping on with us.
Oh, anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.